This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A city audit says Denver is mishandling property claimed in encampment sweeps. The report says for every 12 pieces of property stored by the city after sweeps, only one is picked up by its owner. The audit points to issues like throwing things out early, mislabeling addresses, and a lack of translation services. The city has agreed to all of the audit's recommendations, but officials say Denver's response to homeless encampments could change with a new mayor. In the legislature, a bill is moving to protect students who could be expelled. The legislation comes at a time of heightened focus on school safety. Here's CPR's Jenny Brundine.
Youth advocates worry that once kids are expelled, the more likely they'll end up in jail. The bill requires that expulsion hearing officers get training on things like adolescent brain development and restorative practices. Officers will also have to learn about the role disabilities may play in student behavior. Ellie Zweibel with the Colorado Juvenile Defender Center says he's seen students with unidentified dyslexia get expelled.
They have difficulty reading, and if they don't understand what's going on in the classroom, then they might be acting out.
Earlier in the session, lawmakers killed a bill that would have required universal screening for dyslexia. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Corporal punishment is now banned in all Colorado schools and child care settings. Governor Polis signed that policy into law Thursday. Most school districts already have policies that ban physical punishment, but supporters of the new law said it was important to make sure the practice is clearly outlawed statewide. Denver and Colorado Springs have some clouds today. Highs in the 50s, a chance for snow this evening and tomorrow. Then it's sunny by Sunday. Mountain snow continues through the weekend. In Vail, 33 this afternoon. Aspen, 39. And Grand Junction has a cloudy day and highs in the 50s. This is CPR News and KRCC.